But what they don't tell you, they conveniently stop there. What they don't tell you is that the USS Liberty, which I think was 155 feet long, but the El Kazir was 180 feet shorter, one half as wide, had one fourth the displacement, not near the array of antenna and the superstructure configurement was totally different. And going back to the 1982 version, what the Israelis did was put a picture, a gun sight picture taken by one of the jets of the Liberty. When they referred to the Liberty, the reason for the picture being in there was to indicate that the flag was not flying. Well, since they were coming from straight ahead and the wind was blowing from straight ahead, you couldn't see the flag. But they made a little mistake because clearly identifiable in the picture is the large moon-shaped dish antenna. It's clearly identifiable in that picture, and it's a poor picture. So they kind of screwed up there. And also they included two pictures, one of the Liberty and one of the El Kazir. But they either took the picture and reduced the Liberty or blew it up for the El Kazir because the size of the two ships is exactly the same, and their comment is see how common, see how they look alike.